The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Conor Horgan from Irish Business Against Litter is with me. Conor, why are Cork Northside, Ballymun, Dublin North Inner City, Dublin City Centre and Galway Inner City so filthy?
Well, it's maybe an unfair label to say they're filthy. They're classified as littered, and that's not great, of course. But if we were to go back even 2 or 3 years, some of those areas would be deemed either litter black spots or seriously littered. So we have seen improvement in these areas. But obviously, it's not acceptable that they're littered. Some of these areas suffer from social disadvantage. That tends to go hand in hand with littered streets, unfortunately. In the case of Dublin City Centre, there's some structural issues there. We've spoken about it before. There's too much bag collection as opposed to bin collection. That's a historical thing and it needs sorting. It's been on the agenda of the council for quite a while. But bag collections are messy. The bags are put out too late sometimes. We know about gulls and other vermin attacking the bags. They become magnets for more litter. The bin collection system is altogether neater and it needs to happen.
The towns that do really well, likes of Naas, Monaghan, Kilkenny, Ennis, Castlebar, what are they getting right?
Well, I'd have to mention the Tidy Towns, Ian, that they are a really potent force in this space. They make the difference. I don't think there's an area at the top of our table that doesn't have a Tidy Towns group doing a lot of the heavy lifting. And of course, those volunteer groups, while not entirely absent in our cities, they don't have the same impact in our cities. Dublin's North Inner City, for example, the Tidy Towns groups there do not have a big impact. They don't have the same support that they'd have in town. So that's a fundamental difference. That's probably not going to change. So we may not have a situation where these city areas are top of our table. But that doesn't mean they have to be littered. We are seeing improvement. We're keeping at them, putting the pressure on. The councils have to prioritise these areas more.
The big change from when you last carried out this survey last year will have been the introduction of the deposit return scheme. Has that made a visible improvement in some areas?
It has made a visible improvement. I mean, we study about 500 sites across the country in total. A site is, say, let's say it's a street. And we're seeing that can litter and plastic bottle litter is considerably less common now than it was last time out. There's about a 20 to 30% difference. So, like, that's significant. The scheme is still in its infancy. There's still some product out there that isn't part of the scheme that needs to be flushed out of the system. We're hopeful that these litter forms will be eliminated entirely in time. So we'll be interested to see what the next survey brings later in the year.
We've had a text in to 0874100102. As a Galwegian, there are not enough bins in Galway City. They are always overflowing. People try to use them and place the litter on top or around if they are full. Do we have a problem across the country in which there are not enough bins and not enough of the type that allow people to, or allow them to be, get the bags out of them rather than those ones, the solar panels on top?
Well, there is always a debate, I think, among councils. Councils don't favour bins, I think, and that's maybe because they don't like to manage them, because they do feel that then they're an outlet for household waste. And the more we charge for people's waste, and that's happening more and more, the more tempting it is to use bins to dispose of your household waste. So that's always going to be a bit of a debate. But I agree. I think sometimes there is a scarcity of bins. And, you know, there are smarter bins now as well that will alert the council when they're full. So I think there's definitely a job for councils to do in terms of, you know, replenishing bins and managing the bin system more. But it's not perfect. But I still don't think that's ever an excuse to drop litter. And I don't think most people will drop something on the ground if there's no bin in sight. I don't think they will. So it doesn't excuse the behaviour.
The other big source of litter are coffee cups and disposable cups. Is there the case now for reusable cups?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, we can talk forever about, you know, public awareness campaigns and don't litter and that. But, you know, the data here suggests it takes something like the deposit return scheme to make a step change. And, you know, there is also a lever available to government to do something about coffee cups. That's the coffee cup levy. And I think there is some intention on government to move on that. But we're talking about it a long time now. It still isn't happening. If it did happen, I think you'd see a similar change in behaviour as we're seeing with cans and plastic bottles.
Okay, Conor Horgan from Irish Business Against Litter, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.